Thailand hopes to better manage undocumented migrant labor by stepping up cooperation with its neighbors Cambodia, Laos and Burma. The moves also are aimed at reducing human rights abuses of migrant workers. Thailand, which has for years relied on illegal migrant workers to meet labor shortfalls, plans to create a program to register migrants and make sure they have proper documentation. Tabata Jamasevi is the Deputy Permanent Secretary at Thailand's Ministry of Labour. He says the plan is prompted by concerns about having a large mobile population living illegally in the country.
During the past 4 or 5 years, there's a large influx of undocumented workers from neighboring countries. We don't know where they are, so it may have the negative impact on our social, economics, on human rights. So we decided to legalize them.
Since the late 1980s, Thailand has relied on cheap labor from poor neighboring countries, primarily Cambodia, Laos and Burma, to help power its economic growth. Some enter the country legally, but hundreds of thousands work illegally. A temporary amnesty offered by the Thai government earlier this year led to 1.2 million foreign workers, the majority from Burma, being registered. Hugh Oldhams, who heads the International Labour Organization Regional Office for Asia and Pacific, said recently that better management of migrant labour is needed as the region's economies became more integrated.
Migration serves as a force for growth and development. At the same time, we are looking for ways to protect migrant workers from exploitation and abuse. This requires sound migration management.
Thailand has signed agreements with Laos, Cambodia and Burma to get some control over migrant flows. Each country is examining options for providing migrants with special documentation and rights. But Pia Siri Wickramasekara, a migration specialist with the International Labour Organization in Geneva, says the program will fail unless governments devote enough resources to it.
Thailand has mentioned they will give equal protection to migrant workers under the new scheme, but there should be adequate infrastructure. They should have adequate labour inspection services to go to these workplaces to see whether they receive the same conditions.
Malaysia also has more than 1 million undocumented workers from neighbouring countries, mostly Indonesia and the Philippines. The Malaysian government has been internationally criticised for its strategy of mass expulsions of illegal labourers. The New York group Human Rights Watch has called on the Malaysian government to rescind plans to allow members of volunteer security associations to conduct immigration raids and arrests. Human Rights Watch says the plan to arrest and deport illegal migrants, which begins in January, may lead to rights abuses. In 2002, Malaysia expelled thousands of illegal workers, but dozens of them perished from dehydration and illness while being detained in transit areas. Mr. Wickramasekara says such strategies breach international practices and law.
ILO instruments, the UN human rights instruments are very clear. There should be no mass deportations because workers in irregular status have certain rights. There should be no collective expulsions and they should be entitled to due process of law.
There is a dark side to the region's illegal migration. Abuse has been widespread in Thailand, with workers forced into the sex industry or sweatshop labour. Migrants have been murdered, raped and cheated of their pay. In 2002, Thai police investigated the murder of dozens of Burmese, including children, in incidents linked with illegal labour and factories or plantations near the Burmese border. Later in the year, police uncovered the charred remains of 6 Burmese migrant workers in the western province of Tak. Witnesses said the men had been beaten before being shot. Thai police have also been accused of abusing Burmese immigrants, arresting them outside factories and sexually assaulting Burmese women being held for deportation. Thailand's National Human Rights Commissioner Pradit Charantaitavi says without legal protection, the abuses will continue.
Due to the lack of legal protection, the migrant workers suffer many injustices. Example of these are non-payment for service rendered, restriction on freedom movement, deprivation of rest and leisure time, and the right to a standard of living adequate for health and well-being.
Thailand, Laos, Burma and Cambodia are hoping their joint efforts will curtail the abuse. But workers' advocates stress that success will require effective implementation and government support to ensure migrant workers' rights are upheld to avoid further abuse. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.